or speak with them at 255-3953.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring.
Hey, engineered sleep. I love this. I got an email yesterday from the orders, and I think Davis sent me this one. And man, they are, so many things are great things are going on over there right now. And I always enjoy my time with Engineer Sleep. Recently, they partnered with a few local businesses to offer discounts to their employees. And this, if you work for one of these companies right now, you need to get in touch with Engineer Sleep. If you work for Michelin, for ScanSource, for Greenville Health Systems, or for Bond Secure St. Francis, then they're going to give you a discount. All of our listeners, you get a WCCP discount if you tell them that I sent you over there. So this is awesome. 627 Congaree Road. This is a great idea. Go by and see our great friends at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Get in touch with them. You are going to love Engineered Sleep. These people are amazing. This bed is amazing. It is exactly what you're looking for. If it's not right, they're going to come to your home and fix it. So Michelin, ScanSource, Greenville Health Systems, Bond Secure St. Francis. Anybody who told me heard about it here, it's our great friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Mr. Or 24, I correctly mentioned in the first hour that there were rumors of four West Virginia players skipping bowl games. No confirmation on any of that yet. David Seal says he will play. He expects Will Greer to play. A lot of people in West Virginia don't expect Will Greer to play. My first reaction to that is, if we start letting four guys skip bowl games, not letting them, they can play if they want to. The Camping World Bowl, by the way, they're playing Syracuse, I think. But if we are going to have, four guys that aren't playing in bowl games, I'll ask you, what are we doing playing bowl games now? Especially if your starting quarterback is not playing a bowl game. Let me back all the way up.
We don't even know if he's not playing.
Huh?
We don't even know if he's not playing.
Right.
It's a rumor, and the guy says he is playing.
Right. No. David Seals says he's playing.
Yeah.
Will Greer has not made any statements on it.
The guy who he throws to all the time on the team.
He says, I think he'll play. Greer says, I have no thoughts or decisions. I'm planning on playing. We're just kind of talking about it last. My name in Morgantown. This is Will Greer. Well, maybe he is playing. Seals said 100%. I'm 100% dedicated to this program. We put too much effort, time and effort together. I'm 100% playing the bowl game. I like David Seals. He's my guy now. Let me go on Deebo Samuel a little bit. Deebo Samuel plays against Akron.
Plays his last regular season home game at home, yes.
Doesn't play in the bowl game.
No, doesn't play in the Belk Bowl against Virginia.
To get ready for the draft, doesn't want to get injured, but is going to play in the Senior Bowl.
To go down and practice in front of NFL scouts and coaches for a week and then play with the best players, our seniors in the country. Yes, he's going to go do that.
I hate this world we're living in where players are doing this now. I want a guy that is going to compete.
Why does it affect you personally?
Because I'm a sports talk show host and these guys are bowl game. We got to do a bowl special next week. You know what? We're doing a bowl special next week. We got to make bowl picks. And to be honest with you, I don't know who the hell's playing these games.
You're not making picks next week. You're the distributor next week.
But you know what I'm saying.
You're out there dishing.
We got Mellow Mushroom.
Behind the back to Kelly. A little through the legs to Walt. We ignore Quok because that's what we do in those shows. Let Brad talk a little bit. It's great.
I got to make decisions on bowl games, and I don't know who the heck's playing in the games. I don't know why we're even playing in bowl games anymore. If the players are telling us they're not important, well, guess what? The fans are telling us they're not important. Guess what? They're not important. I grew up in a world, and I know I'm old. My day, uphill bus school, get off my lawn in the snow uphill. Yeah. I want to compete, man. I want to compete. I'm going to go out and brave the elements today to play golf. You know what we're going to do it? I want exercise. I want to have a good time. You put in $5 in a little pot, man. I want to see if my team's better than your team. Try as hard as I can. You try as hard as you can. We'll see who wins the money that day. $5. Kelly Graham and I sit around. We go back there to our office. Zach and I, we sit around. And you know what we talk about? You've done this before with Zach. We go back there to Kelly's office, i.e. the centerpiece back there. And we talk about, hey, man, I dust you in a game of three-point shooting. I dust you in a game of horse. I dust you in a free throw shooting contest. Mm-hmm. You compete with each other. I want to go, you know who I want to draft in the NFL? A guy that says, I'm going to run at the NFL Combine. I'm going to lift at the NFL Combine. I'm going to work out at the NFL Combine. You come to my school, I'll work out for you. You have me to your place, I'll work out for you. So, I want to go compete against the best every time.
So they've competed all 3 or 4 years they were in college.
Yep.
None of that means anything to you.
All of it means something to me.
But they've done it. They've competed.
Well, not they hadn't competed all 3 or 4 years of college.
They've competed all of that. They either ran at the Combine or they ran at their pro day. But if they don't do both, they're nothing
just
in your eyes.
Just run both.
They're nothing in your eyes.
No, just run both, man.
If you run one and it's fantastic, why run another one and possibly hurt your time? And if it's slow, then it's an anomaly. It could hurt you. This is a business interview that you're doing, essentially. You're trying to make yourself look as good as possible on the field and when you're working out for these guys. Why are you not trying to do everything you can?
You know what makes you look really
good
is when you go compete. You know what I'm right about? Remember what?
Not this. You're not right about this.
Oh, I'm very much right about this.
This ain't it, Chief.
Remember this. When Fournette, who basically sits with senior year or junior year anyway, and McCaffrey did this at Stanford, I said, this is dangerous, man. Because right now you go, well, these guys could be first-round draft picks. And the two bowl games they're playing, I don't want anything. Well, here's the thing, man. You start drawing lines, and that line is fluid. That line's going to move. And now we're up to this. And now, and you're telling me the line is the New Year's Day 6 bowl. You play in New Year's Day 6? Is that what you do?
For me, it is, yeah.
Right, that's for you. But for somebody else, it might not be.
Could be different. There's going to be someone at some point that's going to set out a college bowl playoff game, probably.
Oh!
Probably.
My head explodes in 3, 2, 1.
But if these guys are really competitive, I don't see how that happens. Because you got a chance to win a national championship. Not win the Belk Bowl.
Well, but it's not what's best for me and my family.
Not win the Belk Bowl.
But it's not winning a national championship has nothing to do with what's best for me and mine. I got to get mine.
Sure it does, because if you win a national championship,
does it have nothing to do with the NFL draft?
Hey, this guy was a champion at the collegiate level. He can help us develop that culture here.
How? If you're a champion, are you sitting out?
Guy knows what it takes to get to a championship game. That doesn't help you at all. You're blowing this out of the water. You're taking such a staunch point of view on this and refusing to see the other side of it. An absolute refusal.
You are on scholarship.
You are on scholarship, and you've poured 3, 4, maybe 5 years of your life, every summer, every winter break. You're away from Thanksgiving, away from Christmas. You're here with this team doing everything you can. And if they're playing in a low or mid-tier bowl game, I get it. If you're a legitimate NFL prospect, go take care of your body, take care of yourself, and make yourself the best you possibly can. Because you know what? If they're successful at the next level, they can use that at that school he was at. Say, hey, look, this guy made it. You come here, you can do the same thing.
Finish.
They can use it.
The job.
No, we're not even doing this.
I told you yesterday, we're going to draw this line. It's going to move. And then so guys that are now the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think I'm going to sit out some games now. We're not going to make the playoffs. Meaningless football games. Not going to make the playoffs. The line's going to move. Finally, in this segment, before we get to Josh Williams, 725, Scott Reimer, 745, Jinx Patrick, 805. Did you see Greg Sankey's comments?
No.
Greg Sankey said UCF should look inward, fix strength of schedule issues.
Oh, jeez.
The commissioner of the SEC was asked about the UCF, at a Lear Intercollegiate Athletics Forum. He said, quote, we weren't living up to our expectations. Rather than point to the selection committee, other people, we look inward and said, how do we adjust the circumstances around us? I would observe that and challenge that for everybody with the FBS level. He says, when it's men's basketball, we knew we had two top 50 teams in 2015-16, which means you had virtually no top 50 wins in men's basketball. How are we going to access those wins? You have to improve your non-conference schedule. Well, a couple things here, Mr. Sankey. It's easier to improve your non-conference schedule when you have 15 of those non-conference basketball games. It's easier to improve your non-conference schedule in basketball when you schedule those games 1 year in advance. These football schedules are made 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 25 years in advance in some of these cases. I'm looking at 2039 games right now. So it's easy to do that in basketball. It's very, very difficult to do it in football. And on top of that, now they don't have this issue here. But look at the SEC's out-of-conference schedules. Greg Sankey is going to give UCF advice on out-of-conference schedules? Are you kidding me? Look who they play. If you want Greg Sankey's advice, you don't ask about football out-of-conference schedules. Got three phone calls and got 4 minutes. Mike is in Central 654 Roar. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I just want to say, you know, I'm with you 110% on, you know, bowl games. I think it's disgusting. I wouldn't want to draft a player who puts on their team. So, and then also, I would be willing to put money on it. If you talk to any guy that sat out their bowl game and then get drafted, I doubt that they would say that was the best decision of their life. You know, I'm pretty sure they would all regret playing that one last game in college.
Mike, do you hear guys say, man, that's the best time of my life. I'd do anything to ride with those guys one more time, man. Be in the locker room with those guys one more time.
Yeah, I bet all of them. I doubt any of them would say, man, that was the best decision of my life.
Yeah.
So your biggest argument for both of you here is the nostalgia of
no,
the
No, not
matter.
My biggest.
The nostalgia.
Here's one of my biggest.
We're going to ride again, fellas.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Here's one of my biggest arguments.
Come on now.
You're showing us who you are. After football, I'm going to hire you, and you're going to go into the year and go, I know we got a big sales thing coming up, but I did all my sales first part of the year. I'm not really showing up to a sales event today.
See, that's ridiculous. After football, if they're going to hire you, they're going to go, wow, this guy made a business decision and bet on himself to be successful at the next level.
Yeah, on himself, only care about himself, not caring about his team.
Bet on himself and took care of his family possibly at the next level, and that's something you're going to knock?
I'm looking for we people, not me people. I want a people that's going to do what's best for us, serve our university, serve our team, serve your teammates, serve your coaching staff that's invested all this time, effort, energy into you. They have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in you, man hours in you, and then we're all going to go to this bowl game together. We're going to practice together for this thing. We're going to go get on a plane together for this thing. We're going to room in this hotel for this thing. And all of a sudden, you go, nah, I don't want to be a part of you guys anymore. I got to do what's best for me. I don't want to be around people who are going to do what's best for me. I want to be around people who are going to serve us, a team, us, practice together, eat together, room together, fly together, travel together, have a good time.
They're going to do that at the NFL.
That's fine. That's when you get to the NFL. You're still in college right now.
But if they have clear NFL aspirations, clear a path to the NFL, it's there. They sat down with their family, said, I'm going to do this, so we're going to be okay.
The football team's
That's the most important
team.
Thing in the world.
Not the most important thing.
Family and football, right? Isn't that what every coach in the country preaches?
Well, I put
family and football.
Put a little,
right?
A little higher authority up there first, and then that.
Right.
Some country in there too.
Family above football, isn't it?
I'm interested in we people, not me people.
Take care of your home. Me the family. We.
Green Thumb is in Anderson 654 Roar. Hey, Green Thumb, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Oh, great, man. Hey, Mickey, I can't agree with you more, man. This is the way that I look at this whole situation is if you're a walk-on and you play and at the end of your third year or fourth year you feel like you're going to go pro and you don't want to play in that bowl, walk on. But if you come in there on a scholarship and that school has invested all that time and giving you a free education, It's like signing a contract in an indirect way that, hey, we've got you for at least 3 years. And for you to not go in there and support that team at the end, yep. That's a very selfish act. And that's what's wrong with this world, man. It's not about as a country as one. It's a selfish act. And it's all about me and my paycheck and not about the team environment.
Green Thumb, I tell you this. If I'm an LSU guy, and I'm on Leonard Fournette's team, and we have our little reunion coming back 5 and 10 years later, I don't care if Leonard Fournette is the NFL MVP in a few years and an NFL Hall of Famer. To be honest with you, he's not one of us anymore. He didn't choose to ride with us. He chose himself over us. He did. We went to a bowl game 2 years ago, and you know what? He said, fellas, knock him out. I'm pulling for you. No, he's not one of us. Green Thumb, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. It's all about us.
These broad painted generalizations you make about every player that decides to do this is absurd. It's absurd.
Very successful.
It's what's wrong with our country these days. Come on now. Come on.
I got to do what's best for me. You know what I got to do, Zach? I got to do what's best for my family, for my community, for my church, for my schools around here, for WCCP. I
got to
make all kinds of decisions for everybody else in the world right now, not what's best for Mickey. You know what's been best for Mickey today? I believe I'm going to stay in the bed, man. It's kind of early, kind of cold outside.
Leonard Fournette's going to make millions and millions of dollars in the NFL, correct?
But yeah, I think
right?
So. Yeah.
So what's best for him was to assure that he was going to have the opportunity to do that, not get hurt, to get there and have the opportunity to earn that money, right? Yes or no? And by having that money, he can go back to those communities, those communities he grew up in, the communities he went to college in, and help and use that money for good things. Can he not?
He
can't do that?
Yeah, he can. I don't expect him to.
You don't expect him to?
No, I expect him to do what's best for him.
That's
keep his own money.
You're not an old man with these takes hanging off my lawn, but that is the one take that you have that I cannot get behind. I don't get it.
You show us who you are. You show us who you are.
Then you and the callers and the texters this morning are showing us who you are in the sense that you refuse to look at the other side of this. It's a black and white.
I see the other
side.
But
it's not a black and white issue. It's not even close to black and white.
I think it's pretty much black and white.
No, it's not. There is a gray area here that is miles long. Miles.
I think that if you're on scholarship at a school and if that staff has invested their time in you. They've game planned for you all this time. If you're West Virginia, you've game planned around Will Grier.
If they graduated, does it make any difference to you?
If they've already graduated?
Yeah.
No, the football season's still going. This is still the 2018 football season.
Hey, we're student athletes after all, right? So once you graduate, you're done.
No, this is still the 2018 football season.
Oh, okay. So we're here to play football.
Yeah. Well, then... And your teammates are still going to go, right? And your coaches are still going to go, right? Yep. Your fans are going to go. Your cheerleaders, band, everybody's going.
The guys you got to look at for the reunion. I know. The reunion are tough.
They're there for a reason.
The reunion. Nostalgia's your biggest argument.
Not my biggest.
Yes, it is.
No, my biggest is character. My biggest is
which comes back to nostalgia.
No, finishing the job that you signed up to do, that you contractually gave to that school, that you would play football for them and for a scholarship. They're going to give you a scholarship. You're going to play football for them.
What about the promise you made to your family to provide for them in the future?
Not as big as the one you got. You got a legal contract that you signed that says, you give me a scholarship to play football, I'm going to play football. For the 2018 football season, you signed on.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
You play that season.
So you want them to pay back the scholarship in full?
Well, why didn't the schools just go back to guys
pay
and
back
go,
for the game?
No, I don't want that. Why don't schools say, you know what, and go, man, you know what? Nah. Semester's over before the bowl game. We're not going to pay you for next semester anyway. So, you know what? You're on your own next year. No, they stand by the kid. They have a contract with the kid. They stand by the kid.
Okay.
Kid leaves them. No respect for it, man. No respect whatsoever. Not budging on this one.
I'm not budging either. I think you're dead wrong on this.
You draw your little line in the sand. I'll draw mine. We'll do a tug of war over
Let's
there.
Do it.
Let's
I'll
go.
I'll drag you through the
no, not
mud.
Even close.
Through the mud.
Not even close. You know why?
Why?
Because you might have a better offer out there, and you might go do what's best for you.
So at some point in time, in a fictional land, I get an offer to move on to a job that pays a higher salary, and it's closer to my family.
Finish your contract here.
Then it's my fault that I leave for that offer.
No, finish your contract here.
Oh, my contract's a year. I go yearly contracts.
And you give your 2 weeks.
But I have a yearly contract.
What's the out clause in it?
I can't work within a 30-mile radius at another competing station or you know, radio station or television station.
Okay, and then what's the end, though, on all that? Like, you got a buyout at the end of it?
I don't have a buyout, no.
We got to break a break.
But it would be my fault for doing that.
In that case, it all depends what the contract says. The guys that signed contracts right now, they signed a football scholarship to play football for the team in the 2018 season.
They signed a financial aid agreement. They signed a financial aid agreement.
They quit their team.
To pay for school.
Yeah, in order to play football here.
To pay for school. Yeah.
Yeah. And they...
Schooling, which is done.
They're quitting their team.
Schooling's done.
No, the season's not done. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams joins us. Talk a little Vegas, a little Army, Navy, a little Heisman, a little New Year's Day Six Bowl right after this.
Don't hibernate this winter. Visit Yellowstone, stop by the store, go anywhere, in any weather, with Michelin tires.
Between November 14th and December 14th, get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires at the Pendleton Tire Company.
See Michelman.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman.
way over town. That's good to me. Oh yeah. Say I got a woman.
I had one, but my wife says she's divorced me now because you and Meredith are ganged up on me. So no more Urban Nirvana.
I'll get her an Urban Nirvana massage for Christmas then.
Do that. Y'all go over and hang out together. But
poor woman.
Y'all could ride together, but then if one of somebody else had something to do better, like you just leave the other person there.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I get a better offer, I'll just leave her up there in Greenville.
Right, right. That's what you do. Best offer, Bob.
Yep.
That's what y'all are. B.O.B. Best offer, Bob. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Get in touch with them. Kristen loves Urban Nirvana. Why? Why is Urban Nirvana so... why does she go over there, Zach? What does she love about Urban Nirvana?
What does she love about Urban Nirvana? Yeah. She loves the way that they take care of you and they specialize to what you need that day. They're good people over there. They're nice people over there. They take the constructive advice and criticism of the massage or whatever the procedure is that day, if you will. The service, and they do it to their best and utmost abilities. It's a wonderful place, relaxing place. They get you a nice robe, slippers, and she feels pampered and pretty and beautiful when she gets out of there, and that makes my life a whole lot easier because it makes me feel good that she feels good, and that's why we continually take our business to Urban Nirvana of urbannirvana.com.
Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Josh Williams joins us. Looking to him a little bit late today. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better, man. Let's talk a little Army-Navy tomorrow. I love this game. I love Army's uniform. I hadn't seen Navy's uniforms yet. I love Army's uniforms in this one. And this thing has turned around. Army on a two-game winning streak now. Weather's always a factor. And it's crazy that Army is a 6.5 to 7-point favorite. Navy's season's been in shambles, and Army's been ranked and gave Oklahoma a hard time. And it just seems crazy that Jeff Munkin has turned this rivalry around.
Yeah, it's... Definitely a down year and been out of the ordinary as far as Navy is concerned, for sure. You know, Army's up to a 7-point favorite now. They've attracted 3-1 in terms of total ticket count and money that has driven that line up to that key number 7. It started in the 6 to 6.5 range. And, you know, as per usual, 80% of the money is on the under on this one. That has driven that one down to 40. So this, as you said, this is the first time Army's been a favorite since 2001. And it's their largest favorite spot since 1991. When you look at the last decade plus, the under in this game has cashed 12 times in a row by an average of well over 15 points per game. But this 40-point total is the lowest total in this matchup in the last 16 years. So, you know, in the last 6 years, the point total in this game is it only gone over 40 points one time, and that was when it hit 41 in 2013. So, obviously, the two option teams, and it would be one of the quickest games of the year by far with that clock running constantly, it lends to that under and lends to that lower point totals. And obviously, these two teams' defenses are familiar with it as they face it every day in practice. So that lends to those lower point totals year after year. But you got to think you'll get a good effort out of Navy in this one. I mean, this is definitely their bowl game. They're not going to go to a game as they only have 3 wins. But you got to think you'll get a good effort and probably a close game out of this one.
I think I'm right by saying this. I think I'm right by saying that pretty good weather tomorrow. Cold. But don't we see snow like we've seen or bad wintry storms like we've seen through all that? So that might be a little bit of a factor there. How about Heisman? What do we need to know about the Heisman?
Hey, talk about it. I mean, all year this has been one that's been a pretty boring race. And then all of a sudden here at the last minute, it's flipped. You know, looking at this now, I mean, Tua's been the favorite ever since, you know, right before the season, but you can look back. He was as much as a minus 1,000 favorite on November the 13th. And at that time, Kyler Murray was plus 850. You know, Murray was as high as plus 3,000 just before the year started. But you're looking at basically even going into last week's championship weekend, you had Tua at minus 500 and Murray was at plus 350. So this thing has definitely flipped, and now Murray is the favorite there, somewhere around minus 150, depending on which book you look at or offshore that you see. And this is, you know, well, obviously I think probably the worst thing that had for Tua's chances was not only he struggled a little bit last week, but he got hurt and came out of the game, and, you know, they didn't miss a beat with Jalen Hurts coming in the game. So, while people kind of point to, Tua sitting out a lot of fourth quarters and saying his numbers could be so much better, I still kind of think, though, that if Jalen Hurts was starting, they'd probably still be undefeated, you know, maybe not score as much. But if you took Kyler Murray off of Oklahoma, with the defense they have, I think they'd definitely lose several games.
Very good point there, and maybe don't have a backup like Jalen Hurts, but I totally agree with that. One of the things you want to talk about today was the best and worst coaches against the spread in bowl games. It's harder now because of motivation and because of guys maybe playing in games or not playing in games and meaningless games or not meaningless games, but who are some of the coaches that really do well in these bowl games against the spread, and who are some of the ones that don't do so well?
Yeah, and these numbers go back to 2005. But Urban Meyer is at the top of the list there. He's 9-3 against the number, and those that have, and you know, at least 10 appearances. There's Urban there at 9-3, and you got Kyle Whittingham at Utah, who is 8-3 against the number. Dabo is 8-4, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this game will be Clemson's first spot being a favorite in the bowl game since I think the 2011 Orange Bowl. The Navy coach Ken, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. He is 7-3 against the number there. On the flip side, the worst bowl against the spread, Mike Leach is definitely the worst. 1-7. You know, last year the line was a pick'em. He had a 25-point loss to Michigan State. The year before that, he's a double-digit favorite to a Minnesota team that had all those suspensions, lost out right there. Dana Holgerson's another one from that tree. He's 1-5 against the number. And actually, kind of coincidentally, maybe Brian Kelly, he is 3-7 against the number, and this is since 2005.
And most of those guys were playing in pretty significant bowl games. It's not like, you know, I could understand someone losing the Gasparilla Bowl and not really holding against the coach there, but these are pretty significant bowl games. Big moves. We've already seen some lines move so far as these bowl games are concerned.
Yeah, and, you know, bowl season itself it lends itself to a lot of that. One, because the lines are out there so long, but there's a lot of, you know, things that can get bet on from, you know, storylines kind of pitched up, you know, by ESPN or whatever with all the coverage or, you know, significant player movement, coach movement, injuries, people sitting out, whatever. But there's, you know, four or five games that have really seen a big move so far. First one, Wake Forest and Memphis. This one opened up. Memphis was about a 2 to 2.5 point favorite. It is now up to 5. Memphis has drawn about 90% of the money in that one. And you look at Baylor and Vanderbilt, this one opened up. Somehow Vandy opened up a 6.5 to 7 point favorite there. That is all the way down to 3.5. Baylor has gotten over 90% of the money in that one. Just talking about Mike Leach, their matchup against Iowa State. Washington State opened up as a 6.5 point favorite. Iowa State's drawn over 90% of the money in that one. It's come down into that 3.5 to 4 range, settled there the last couple of days. And finally, you get Mizzou and Oklahoma State. Missouri opened up, and you know, these two teams seem a lot alike. Missouri opened up as a 10-point favorite. Oklahoma State's gotten about 80% of the money bet so far and is down to 7.5 and even trending towards 7. So, you know, when you see this is not just the Joe Public that's going out and betting these numbers. This is very likely the professionals and the respective money betting these, so these are going to move quick. But, I mean, the limits are going to be a little bit lower this far in advance, but they're quick to move. And, you know, bowl season itself has a ton of variability, much more so than a regular Saturday game. You know, last year's games, there were 19 underdogs that covered the spread. 16 of those won outright. And they covered the spread. Mon was 2 touchdowns, over 13 points per game. And if you look at the 20 favorites that covered, you know, they were a little over plus 14 points per game in the average cover. So there's a lot of variability that you'll see in a lot of these games. Sometimes a lot of blowouts, and then you see more, you know, double-digit underdogs that not only cover but win the game during bowl season because there's so much variability.
Yeah, and I think, again, motivation is a big part of that. Interest level is a big part of some of that. Final one, you want to talk a little bit about the New Year's Day 6 debate and Florida being included in this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get your opinion on this, but if they were a more traditional, even a more traditional just SEC team, looking at it, would Kentucky not be in over Florida? I mean, especially given the head-to-head, you know, head-to-head win by double digits at Florida on the year. I mean, just looking at Florida, I mean, it kind of shows you how weak a lot of college football is this year, really. I mean, they're ranked number 10 at 9-3. You get two of those wins against FCS, Charleston Southern, and Idaho. You get two non-conference wins, both against teams with losing records, one of those against Colorado State, that was 3-9. So that knocks it down. They've got basically 6 Power 5 wins on the year. 3 of those are against 5-7 Tennessee, 5-7 Florida State, and 6-6 Vandy. So they're basically getting credit for 3 wins, basically, beating LSU, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. And, I mean, you got Kentucky with the same record that not only beat Florida, but they beat Mississippi State quite handily as well, and also beat Missouri on the road that beat Florida by 21 points. So you got to think that if it was a more traditional team, maybe even something like Tennessee that was in this case, and it didn't say Kentucky on the jersey there, I got to think they'd be in that New Year's Six Bowl as opposed to Florida. Yeah,
here's what, and I said this many times about what's happening at Florida. Florida fans have seen good football, and they know this is not a good football team. And that's why the stands, when he looked in the stands against Missouri, which Missouri beat him by 3 touchdowns, and when he looked in the stands at South Carolina, he looked in the stands at Idaho, they didn't show up. Now, they look good because they beat Florida State. Now, Florida State's not very good, but no one can convince me that Florida is a New Year's Day 6 kind of bowl team. A, we don't have very deep, it's not a lot of depth in college football this year. It's the haves and the have-nots, and really you got about 6 or 7 really good teams outside of that. You don't, but you make a great point about Kentucky. You know, Florida fans are trying to tell you how great LSU is or how great Mississippi State is, but you're right. They didn't really beat anybody. They got a lot of credit for not beating anybody, and I totally agree with that. Kentucky did beat Florida head-to-head in the Swamp. Kentucky should have gone New Year's Day 6, but yeah. For some reason we try to convince ourselves how great Florida is. I don't know. I watched them against Missouri. I watched them against Georgia. I watched them against Kentucky. Can't convince me that at home they intercepted a late pass against LSU and they went to Mississippi State and won by 7. So that's a good season. I don't know. I'm with you on that one. Hey man, let's talk some bowl games, some New Year's Day 6 stuff, and some college football playoffs next week.
It sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. Good friend J Dub, Josh Williams, makes a great point about Florida and Kentucky. I hadn't thought about it. Never crossed my mind. I think he makes a great point. Kentucky, same record, same conference record, beat Florida in the Swamp, had maybe more impressive wins. Kentucky should have gone to New Year's Day 6 Bowl. But even then, you know, you saw Kentucky play this year. Kentucky's not a top 10 team. Florida's not a top 10 team. This year they are because it's a very weak year for the outside of the top 6 or 8 teams in the country. Our great friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. They want to come to your home, come to your business. Don't lose the biggest investment you have. Don't lose your home. Don't lose your business because of some foundation issues. Certain homes are built better. Certain homes are built on better land. Certain things happen in your home. Foundations settle sometimes, and sometimes there's some unavoidable stuff. Maybe it was shoddy building. Maybe it's just some things you didn't really know about. Let them come in. Maybe you don't have any foundation issues. Maybe that's just one piece of bad sheetrock. Let them come in. If doors jam, windows jam, any kind of bricks or mortar that might be cracked, any kind of tilting chimneys, sloping floors, let them come in and raise things for you. So great friends at Canty Foundation Specialist, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, CanFixIt.com. Scott Ryan with the Tiger Pregame Show joins us. We're going to review the ACC Championship game and start previewing postseason plans for Clemson when you come back for more after this.
Hey, students. Still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students modern and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, a local Health Markets insurance agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Hi, I'm attorney Nima Fuzad, inviting you to a meeting that could change your fortune. I'm a member of Business Network International in Clemson, and it changed the way I approach business growth. Through BNI, I have a team and network of leads and like-minded business professionals working with me, by my side when I need them. Join us for free breakfast on Wednesday, December 12th, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson. I would love to meet you and show you what this group can do for your business. No strings attached. That's Wednesday, December 12th, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Electronics make a great Christmas gift. The ideal electronic gift is a Husqvarna robotic auto mower. The elves at Easley Lawn and Garden invite you to shop their selection of Husqvarna auto mowers in six different models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden makes a great gift, and it leaves you with a beautiful looking lawn while allowing you to spend time opening up the rest of your gifts. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower Christmas gift from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team of elves can assist you in getting started. Husqvarna robotic mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, used in Europe for years, now taking the U.S. by storm. Fill your Christmas list with the Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Friends at Katichi want you to come down. They have everything. And nowadays, you can't just be like just a good golf course. Nowadays, you can't just be like a, great for food. Nowadays, you can't just be like great for lodging. They have everything for you. I want to speak to you now about weddings. What a beautiful venue, a unique venue, 420 pristine acres, large resort, great staff there. The clubhouse is over 40,000 square feet. And out on the veranda, they host up to 300-plus guests, a banquet hall, a terrace and a veranda, indoor, outdoor. They can do all of this. They do an awesome job of rehearsal dinners and ceremonies and receptions all on one site. They can do your lodging for you there as well for the parties, transportations. They can coordinate all that for you. It can be stressful. Don't stress. Let the folks use that Sprinter van to come pick you up and take care of you. The guys play golf and the girls have spa days. You're going to love it at Katichi. CATEECHE.com. Katichi. Our great friends right there in Hartwell, Georgia. A short drive from here. Scott Reimer joins us. Tiger pregame show getting ready to broadcast down in Dallas, Texas in a few weeks. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing?
Nick, I'm doing well. Hope you are as well. And I know you're excited about a weekend without football. And I need to say this. I hate to do this to you, but I need to jump in and tell you real quick. This isn't a week without football with me because here, I've got an employment with Greenville County Schools and formerly a principal down at Greer Middle many years ago. And those little sixth graders that I had many, many years ago are playing for a state championship.
How about that?
Down in Columbia this afternoon. So headed down to watch a little Yellow Jacket football against Myrtle Beach. And let's see if we can get a Will Young, former Tiger, of course, as head coach, get him a state championship here today.
Awesome, man. Awesome stuff. Good luck to all the Yellow Jackets going down that way. Scott, do we know yet? I know it's very early in this process. Do we know yet about broadcast plans for the Cotton Bowl for the Tiger pregame show?
The only thing we know for sure, God willing that the creeks don't rise, is that I'll be in Dallas, Texas. I can tell you that. And you're right. The finalization of all that has not been done. We'll hook up with the Alumni Association and try to tag up with them. Of course, the game time that was announced, that's 3:00 Central Time. So the Tiger pregame show in Dallas will be from 9 to 12. So those morning things sometimes can get a little dicey when it comes to setting up and doing all that stuff at a public event. But I imagine within the next week or so, we'll have some information to send out. But no doubt the 213th Tiger pregame show will be on the air from Dallas, Texas. It's just a matter of where, and we'll get that info to you.
Let me get your thoughts about Clemson Nation and going. I'm not sure what kind of a crowd to expect at the Cotton Bowl. We've seen Clemson outnumber Alabama fans in Scottsdale and down in Tampa. Last year was about 50-50, I thought. Maybe Alabama might have a few more in New Orleans. The one that really shocked me was out in with the Ohio State and the Fiesta Bowl. It was maybe 5-1 Ohio State fans out there. Long trip, and then Clemson fans were maybe planning to go to the national championship. If you're a fan now, if you're a family now, you almost have to make a decision. I know people who are just going to the Cotton Bowl and aren't going to Santa Clara. I know people that aren't going to Cotton Bowl, hopefully going to Santa Clara. I know some people who can't afford to go to both, some people going to both. Scott, talk to me about the decision that families have to make, the two very long trips now, flights and or driving. And I know some people that might be driving to Dallas but then flying to Santa Clara. It's a pretty big burden, but it's a burden that you're pretty glad to have at this point.
Yeah, it's tough, Mick. I thought even the Miami was going to be tough, although Miami's a little easier to go to. We've got two pretty extreme options here this year. And then again, I think the fourth year plays into it a little bit, Mick. I mean, I think you can't overlook that, the fourth year in the playoffs and all of that. Here's what I think's going to happen. I think Dallas will be very, very pro Notre Dame. I mean, they're going to bring a bunch of people. They're a national program. It's their first time in the playoffs, first time playing for a championship in many, many years. I don't know that it'll be 5-1 in Jerry's world like it was out in Arizona with Ohio State a couple years ago, but I definitely think it'll be a pro Notre Dame crowd. But I think Clemson will have a decent showing. The problem with Dallas, and you hit it right on the nose, it really is a gruesome drive in one day. The Reimer clan is going to head out, and we're going to stop halfway on the way out and stay a night, and then on the way back do the same thing. And we're kind of throwing the chips in for Dallas. If we can make Santa Clara, if we win the game in Dallas, I probably will be the only one that heads out to Santa Clara, but for the very reasons that you just mentioned, the big trip to Dallas, expenses and all of that stuff, and then to try to turn it around and go across the country is a tough sell. So I think both, if Clemson's able to make both games, I think Clemson will be the underdog as far as the crowd is concerned at both games. But make no mistake, there'll be a lot of orange in Dallas and in Santa Clara. But it's tough, and it's going to be tough on Clemson fans to make either or certainly for both.
The other thing that you say is, and someone's texted us in that you know, it's a once in a lifetime kind of chance, but that doesn't work anymore because 4 years. I noticed this. One of the reasons why we had so many Ohio State fans in Glendale is they didn't play in the playoffs the year before. So maybe if you're saving up money or budgeting this kind of stuff, Notre Dame fans hadn't been to the college football playoffs yet. You know, maybe Notre Dame fans, Clemson fans, not necessarily college football playoff fatigue, but definitely financial fatigue. So that might be a reason for that. Let me go back to the game in Charlotte, and let's begin with the good news. Boy, the defense was dominant. I thought they did an awesome job holding Pittsburgh to less than 200 yards of total offense and only 11 first downs. And we saw a bunch of negative yardage plays. And it's crazy. I don't know if any team's ever given up 500 yards passing 1 week and 8 yards passing the next.
Yeah, that's an incredible stat. We touched on that last week for a variety of reasons. You know, Pittsburgh just not as good throwing the ball. But secondly, and this would be a bit ironic, Mick, if it all shakes out. I think as much as Texas A&M kind of shook up this defense in that early part of the season and kind of got it the refocus, I think South Carolina did the same thing. I think in hindsight, what happened a couple of weeks ago in Death Valley could be the impetus that puts Clemson over the top and gets us another national championship. And that, I think that was a wake up call that needed to be had. I don't think Pittsburgh was going to expose anything from Clemson. You know, if Clemson would have dominated South Carolina the week before, Pittsburgh wasn't going to be the one to expose anything, but I think that would have cropped up in the playoffs. And I think because it happened against South Carolina, you saw the result of that against Pittsburgh. I think that will carry over into the playoffs. I don't think you will see, regardless of who Clemson plays throughout it, including Oklahoma, anything like what you saw in Death Valley. I just think the corrections will be made. We still know where the weaknesses are in the secondary. Those aren't going away, but I think you can scheme around that because you're so good in other places. And so I think in many ways the South Carolina game may have propelled Clemson to another level defensively.
Offensively, kind of a strange night. 419 is good, but 301 of those rushing. Field conditions had a little bit to do with that. Trevor, I'm not sure, was on. Wide receivers had a couple of drops in there, but 301 yards rushing, outrushing Pittsburgh is a nice deed there. ETN kind of sets the tone there. What were your lasting thoughts about the offensive performance in Charlotte?
I think another example, Mick, of how this is what makes, I think, Clemson a legitimate contender for the championship, in that there is no singular place that you can kind of shut things down offensively for Clemson and Clemson still not get theirs, so to speak. So, you know, there are nights when Clemson doesn't run the ball very well. Teams stack the box and do some other things, and then Trevor, you know, goes for 450 or whatever. And then there's nights where Trevor may not be quite as sharp, and you can run the ball for a bunch. I think that's what makes Clemson dynamic. I'll also mention this. I mentioned this on Twitter this week. We got to remember something about Trevor. You know, of course, he went through spring practice at Clemson and then fall camp and then this season. I think these 4 weeks are huge for him. I know getting everybody healthy and rested and all that's important, but Trevor gets 4 weeks to get more of the playbook, do more film studies. Very cerebral guy anyway at the quarterback position. If there's one thing that I think we'll see drastic differences/improvements, and it's crazy to say, can Trevor Lawrence get better at quarterback? I just think these 4 weeks are a goldmine for a true freshman quarterback, and that to me is what has me excited about Dallas.
I want to talk much more about Dallas. I want to talk much more about Notre Dame, much more about the trip. Can we visit next week?
Absolutely. Let's do it all again next Friday, Mick.
All right, buddy. Hey, safe trip to Columbia. You know, you always win when you go down to Columbia, so safe trip down to Columbia, and looking forward to visiting with you next Friday.
Never seen a team lose that I was pulling for in Williams-Brice, so let's see if we can do it again.
Sounds good, bud. Be careful going down. That's Scott Reimer, Tiger Pregame Show. We'll join him next week, start talking a little more Notre Dame. Trail, TREHEL.com. You know, if every business out there got about 85% of their business to repeat clients, then you know, A, it tells you they're doing a good job, and B, they wouldn't have to go out and search for new customers. They say it's easier to keep a customer or current customer than it is to go out and get new customers. But in this thing, normally people don't build, like, you don't build tons of, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different projects. Some people do. Some developers do. But that right there shows you that, you know, so many times it's just one-time builds. Well, repeat clients, that statistic really validates what they do, just how good they are at it. Trail builds things differently. If you want someone listening to you, complete that budget on time, the schedule on time. If you want someone that wants you to be on your side and shepherd you through this process, let Trail build your building. Talk to them early in the process when you first start thinking about it. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I can't say enough about these people, 800-319-7006. We'll start off the next hour with Jinx Patrick, Jinx Inc. Realty, talking a little duck hunting. Your phone calls,